full. I thought about it every day while I was wandering in and out of the pink. You had to make another go, cause you were drowning in your wonderful drink. There's so much madness here, so much that sinks. Act like you are, we're all in a terrible fable. What do you see? I'm running so fast, I gotta go where I need. Out on the road there, the devil knows what I see. Sometimes you gotta know, you gotta make it with a lot of the same. Had to be another Joe, drifting in and out of the way. So much I used to let by, was so much like a kick in the head. Better be off and I better be able to see what's ahead. It's beautiful now, I tell myself I'm braver. Sorry somehow, never know.
Oh, yes, lovely stuff. Live here on Six Music, that's Luna, and Broken Chair are the first of two live tunes, and all part of the Farewell Tour, which is about to end its European leg. How's it been going in this part of it?
It's good. The breaking up is good for business, good for crowds, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a grueling trip. It's been 8 days without a day off.
Mm. What can you do? But does it make it easier knowing that it's your final shows in Europe? Or not? Was it a tear in the eye?
It makes it more interesting. Mm. Yes, and there's the occasional tear welling up in the eye. I don't let them actually fall down my face.
Keep, not on keep stage. Keep them in the eyes.
Yeah, keep them within. But it's certainly a different experience going out there singing the songs for the last time in each city.
I wonder how that will be when you reach New York City at the end of February and play those final three shows at the Bowery.
I think then I might actually cry. I'm actually serious about that. So I was talking to Lee and Britta the other night about like what we might do as the last song and the last night, and and I felt myself getting a little misty inside. And so did Lee.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you reach a conclusion as to what you might do?
Or? Yeah, I'm just not show up for that show.
That would make it so much easier. It's a big thing to think about, the final song to play at the final show. All of this around the final LP from you as well, Rendezvous, which I think is a great, very good way to sign off. It's a fine piece of work.
Thanks. I think so too.
Did you make that with the pressure off as well, knowing it'll be your last Luna record or not?
I think we sort of knew. I feel like I knew.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely in our minds. We didn't really have the discussion about the breakup until after the record was totally finished, but we'd all kind of thought about it a bit.
Mm. Yeah. So therefore, when the discussion came, it was nice and easy then? It was fine?
Not really. I mean, it wasn't difficult, but it was a little...
Very easy. No, I...
but there wasn't any, like, fighting or arguing.
Throwing things.
No.
Just seething.
Well, the dilemma is in amidst all that seething, the dilemma is for fans of what you do. I don't know who else is going to do it quite like you do it. I'm not sure he's going to fill that gap. Not just about filling gaps where bands disappear, but
right.
you'll be missed, is what I'm trying to say. And other plans you have, you've been involved in film soundtracks recently. Are you going to do more of that?
Yes, I'd like to do more of that. Mm. That's a tough business to crack, too. People are very protective of it, of their place in it.
What have you done for Sideways, which has not come out in the UK
yet?
We
just have a few songs in Sideways, not on the soundtrack. Most of the soundtrack is jazz, but yeah. I actually, the guy who wrote that, the novel that Sideways was based on, I played golf with him once, years ago, and his wife was a Luna fan, and I was sort of thinking that's how our songs got to be in the film. his ex-wife now, because there's a character in there, and they go back to her place, and she's playing Luna. She really likes Luna. I can't think of how else our music got.
Well, it's no bad thing, and apparently the film's very good. It lives up to the hype.
It's excellent.
Okay, mm-hmm. Look forward to that. Luna Arm, I guess, here on Six Music, and time for another live tune. What's it going to be?
We're going to do The Owl and the Pussycat.
Okay.